Hey,
we're the few.
You're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Come to Foo Bar on December 17th for our 5th annual Christmas Bash and Food Drive to see us, along with Noesis, Forgetting January, The Failures, and our good friends from Minneapolis, Vaudeville.
Doors open at 6:30 p.m. and tickets are only $7.
Be sure to bring canned food or other non-perishable food items for donation to the St. Louis Area Food Bank so we can help those less fortunate have a better holiday season.
All tickets purchased in advance will be entered to win 4 tickets to see Star Wars Rogue One on us.
The winner will be announced at the end of the night.
Also, if you haven't picked up our new record, Sleep Tight When You Wake Up Will Be Gone, grab your physical copy from us on the 17th or download digitally anytime.
Now back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. Hey, quick reminder, if anybody hasn't checked it out, I put together this playlist on Spotify called the Rock Paper Podcast Favorites. All kinds of local music and guests from the show. About 2 or 3 songs from everybody I could find on there. So head over to Spotify, check it out, find some new great music. Also, want to tell you about my friends over at The Gaslight. Check them out over on the hill, gaslightstl.com. And go over there and book yourself a recording session. It's a beautiful studio here in town, attached to a bar. It's a really unique experience. You can come in and you can record, or you can listen to one of your favorite bands recording their record, and just have a lot of fun over there. So again, GaslightSTL.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and get involved. Check out their full listing of upcoming events on the website. Also want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them over there on Washington Avenue, right next to KDHX, brand new location. They got a lot of great stuff going on. Check it out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, musicrecordshop.com. A lot of great live in-stores on the weekends. On Fridays, all new music happy hour, all new records in-store. And they got a great local selection. You can get in there, check that out. And if you want your own records on the shelf, hit them up about that, see how you can make that happen. And then check it all out. Shop online 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey, everybody. I'm Chris.
I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Justin.
And we're Clusterpluck. You're listening to the Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Up until the morning light comes creeping in your room, staring in your eyes, smell of your perfume. I don't wanna leave, but I know I've got to go. It's still it's one more day out on the road, and 1,000 miles to go. My friends and the soul found road. And every time I close my eyes, your face is all I see. I said it's one more day out on the road and 1,000 miles to go. Up until morning light comes creeping in your room, staring in your eyes, the smell of your perfume. I don't want to leave, but I know I've got to go. Still it's one more day out on the road, and a thousand miles to go.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hey, recording this one today, live at Old Rock House, Philippalooza, with the guys of Cluster Pluck. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Welcome back, I should say, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. It's good to be back.
Yeah, this is exciting stuff. It's been a little while since we got to hang on the show, but you guys... We got a new record coming out. We got a big party and a lot of exciting things to talk about. So I thought this would be a lot of fun to catch up with you guys, and especially you're playing here at Philippalooza, number 11 for them. So it's exciting.
Dang, yeah.
Exciting to be a part of this day and stuff. So, but yeah. So the record, like I said, brand new album coming out called 1,000 Miles to Go. Right.
Yeah.
And that's December 17th, the CD release party, Broadway Oyster Bar, and you guys are bringing along some friends, go by the name of Old Salt Union.
Yeah, the Old Salty Boys.
Yeah.
Fantastic bluegrass outfit from Belleville.
Definitely, yeah. For another friends of the show, I mean, that's gonna be a wild night.
Yeah,
it should be fun. I feel like it'd be like a really good party, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You guys plan to do some... Got some jamming and things too. You guys
gonna do? Might have something up our sleeves.
Yeah,
all
right.
Yeah, we were talking about trying to collaborate, perhaps.
For sure. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah, we did that a few times. We've done a couple shows with Old Salt, and
right,
always seem to get somebody on the stage.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So so we got that coming up, December 17th, Broadway Horse Bar. Another just great place. I saw you guys there not too long ago. You did the.
Food drive.
Yeah, the food drive one there, and yeah. And that was a really good party too. It was another.
Yeah, we always enjoy
sure.
playing there. For sure.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's,
and we raised quite a bit of food, I think.
It was over 100 pounds of food, for sure. Not bad for a first time trying.
Right. Yeah. It was nice to see that people actually, you know, got involved and
participated.
Sure,
yeah,
that's cool.
But let's talk about the record. Where is this? You guys. Where'd you guys record at?
We recorded down in Murfreesboro, Illinois, at Misunder Studio with a guy named Michael Celius. He's had this studio for years, probably almost 2 decades now, if not 2 decades. And me and Derek have worked with him a couple times before in the past. And it's an awesome atmosphere. Mike's really good at kind of helping produce you, but... in a very subtle way, and not, you know, just he brings out good things about your band without, you know, in a very natural way and stuff. Right. And this is an awesome environment to record in and stuff. He's got two little studio dogs. One of them can open the door, which is awesome. So it's just cool. It's a good atmosphere for the record, for the songs that we had for it. I think it all worked out.
Yeah,
pretty good. You know?
Very cool. And then, I mean, did you guys go in there, you know, pretty well, had what you wanted to do, and these songs were ready to record? And
there was a couple newer songs that we had at the time that, you know, I think some of us were still trying to figure out our parts, but the majority of the material we had worked on for over a year, probably, you know, so it was good to get in there, and we actually, like, brought all our sleeping gear and stayed the night at the studio for almost a solid week, so it's like...
Cool.
Sleeping with our gear, waking up, going at it, you know, it was a good time. And the best part about Mike's studio is like, it's down there in the Shawnee, so it's like beautiful, you know. You step out on his deck and
sure.
at night, and there's stars everywhere, and you know, you go for a little hike down by the creek and hang out down there. It's beautiful.
Yeah, fairly isolated, so it's nice mm-hmm. to just get to focus on what we had to do.
Yeah I'm sure, obviously I've never done the recording part of it, but I'm sure like a lot of that like just becomes inspirational too, just like being inspired by the country and everything, and just like where your surroundings and stuff.
It makes it a lot easier, you know. You're definitely more relaxed instead of like the last time we did a studio recording, it seemed like we were on like a time schedule and we had to get it done. We're in the city and it was just like hustle and bustle to get to where we had to be.
Yeah.
And we're at the studio for a little bit of time and then we all leave. And some people, Derek had like an hour and a half drive to get there, you know, and that's kind of hard sometimes trying to set up like a schedule like that. So for us to be able to go there for a solid week and just like be together, it was awesome.
Yeah, it really, it works well with how we work and how our music is, I think, to record like with Mike down or just in that type of environment where it's very just relaxed and comfortable and yeah, like Jess said, we're together for those numerous days and we work better like that than when we are together and then are gone and then are together again. It's, you know,
right.
We build a better energy in that way. You know?
Yeah, definitely. Would you guys, what do you feel like this record is different than what you guys have done? Any kind of, you got pretty much the same instrumentation on it, but you guys feel like you bring anything different to this record?
A little more country.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's definitely, every record seems like we get further from what we were originally. When it was just three of us, you know, which is good. That's what we wanted to do, you know. But it was, I think we're getting a little more country and a little less raw sounding. Like we used to be real raw and kind of bluegrassy, and we're kind of getting further from the bluegrassy thing, I feel like, and just more. Not a straight up country band, but just more of that feel, you know, in the Americana spectrum.
Yeah,
we're a little less bluegrass, a little more kind of rock and country.
Yeah, I like, and I'd say that a lot. Like, you know, when I'm working the door down there, and people ask me about like your guys' sound and things, and like I try to describe some of your stuff. Obviously, the kind of the term bluegrass comes up, being that you guys are a string band and things, but yeah, I love that you guys have that range. Like you don't, you know, you're not just kind of pigeonholed or whatever. You guys definitely, I mean, I was telling them about how like you guys did Pink Floyd and stuff down there and things. It's fun to hear, like, obviously you do your own arrangement on it, but it's like, you know, it's a rock song and you guys are doing it your own way. And but it's just like, it's cool to hear you guys be able to cover bluegrass, country to, you know, whatever. So
it's definitely fun to throw a different interpretation, like Derek said, experiment a little bit.
It's cool to hear. Like I said, I love that range and that and dynamic to the band, because it keeps it fresh. You know, it's not just the where every track sounds the same. You guys
exactly.
So you guys definitely have bring a lot of that too.
Yeah, I just told them last night I want to get some stickers made that say "Cluster Pluck, don't call it bluegrass" or something like that, because everybody always says it's bluegrass. You know, setting up and stuff, or just, you know, when places promote, you know, it's a bluegrass band. And,
yeah. And not necessarily what you're expecting to be.
Yeah, it ain't, but they're...
Sure.
They ain't, you know, so...
I agree. But I feel like sometimes the general public, I guess, you know, like, obviously there's a lot of difference in the genres and things, but I think just hearing that, like, I know maybe they'll have a certain idea, but I think with the strings, it's, you know, that they're going to... kind of associated it a little bit, but
definitely
not having a drummer,
definitely whiter the genre is good.
But yeah, like I said, there's so much, like, I don't know, I just want people to go listen to it. Like, it's hard to, I don't even like putting terms on things, because then you already associate, like, okay, well, I don't like bluegrass or whatever, well, you never even tried it, like, so
exactly. And when I think of bluegrass, I think of like traditional, technical,
old-timey
melodic, right. You know, and like we definitely touch on the genre a little bit when we play some of those two-stepping songs, but the majority of our sound definitely is not
right
in that bluegrass realm.
Yeah,
for sure. We do like to touch on it from time to time.
Sure.
And I mean, none of us are bluegrass musicians by any aspect. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't grow up playing bluegrass. None of us grew up playing bluegrass or anything like that. So that's part of why we don't have that traditional thing, is that we just don't have it.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
But,
we just don't.
You know, me and Hare grew up playing a lot of country and stuff like that, and rock, and you know, as with these guys, they grew up playing rock and different, you know, Matt's got classical stuff, and that all comes out more, you know, but it's kind of hard to describe that on a piece of paper.
Sure.
On a flyer, or yeah, you know what I mean? Or
definitely. I mean, that's a lot of why I used to write, like, this blog, and I kind of got burned out writing, and I always wanted to let the music kind of speak for itself anyway, and that's sort of why I went to the audio format, trying to do more of this where people can just hear it and stuff. I try to
get more minds in too, you know.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
We have five minds here instead of just you
right
typing away.
Well, I mean, and there's only so many words you can use to describe a guitar solo or whatever, you know.
Right.
Totally. So
incendiary.
Yeah.
Really, there's only so many words you should use,
yeah,
probably. So, yeah.
I just thought that definitely audio format is was kind of the way to go, and I. But you know, like, again, we can kind of discuss all this stuff, and you guys can speak for yourselves instead of me putting it out there.
Yeah.
So, but you guys, for the record, you guys all write, bring different lyrics and stuff into the.
Definitely. Yeah.
I know you all sing on different songs and stuff too. And
generally, if somebody's singing, that more than likely they wrote it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna change that though.
I think that's always true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. That is always true. Whoever is singing it wrote it. There's a couple songs that
he's learning on this table.
I
see that
he's not.
Not
the
keys.
Sorry, brother.
We
You lost your train of thought.
Yeah, I did.
Somebody else.
I was thinking about keys there for a second.
Somebody else gonna sing somebody else's song.
Oh yeah, yeah. So if whoever's singing the song pretty much wrote it. There's a handful of songs that we've partially wrote together, or somebody's helped finish a verse, or you know, there's been a couple songs me and Justin's wrote together and stuff like that. There's one on the album me and Derek wrote together a long time ago, and we're gonna change that though. I'm fixing to write the song and have one of these guys sing it.
Yeah.
Well, he's gonna write songs for my solo career too. So. All right.
That's
how I'm gonna Derek do it. Derek's the lead singer now these days. We was asked one time when we was gonna find a lead singer, so
we found one.
We made the guitar player the lead singer. So I'm just gonna start writing songs and make him sing them. Then I ain't gotta worry about singing nothing.
Yeah,
I'll play guitar all day.
Yeah.
Pick up a different instrument here and there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I haven't got to hear any of the record yet. Besides, you guys have played out live a little bit. I've heard 1,000 Miles to Go and stuff. Is that going to be the single? Is that
the title track?
Yeah, for sure.
It's coming out on all your Spotify's and iTunes. Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as singles go, yeah, sure. It's a single.
Yeah, we just released
this
a single
on YouTube, right?
Yeah, I think, yeah, it's Facebook, actually.
Facebook?
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't do a YouTube video.
We got to
put it up on Facebook, and it's on our page right now.
Get a little taste of a little preview of the album.
Yeah. It's been getting some good response so far.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, we should have physical copies in the next couple of days, hopefully.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys did that, because there's a lot of people kind of getting away from putting it out on physical copies. I don't know. But obviously, I know, like, it helps have it at the merch table and thing. I don't know. A lot of people I talk about this a lot with a lot of different groups, but everybody's trying to figure out how to sell music today.
Right.
You know, it's like,
yeah,
it's
just the way the computer is and
right.
technology, it's just easy to click away. You know?
Yeah. But I mean,
it's nice to go home from a show with something in your hand.
Yeah, definitely.
And
sure.
And a lot of people appreciate
it. True music lovers will definitely get a CD or a sticker or something, you know.
Well, and you guys do a lot on the road too, a lot
of
touring.
That helps us a lot.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
When, you know, obviously you guys kind of rely on a merch table to, you know, kind of put
gas in your vehicle.
Right?
Yeah.
So
pretty much.
it helps out a lot to have a shirt or a CD or whatever at your table. And so, I think it's great. I'm excited to pick up my copy on December 17th. So.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
Yeah. You guys, like I said, speaking of the road, you guys doing a little bit here, closing out the year.
And next week, we're going to be in Indiana for Iowa for 4 or 5 days. I'm sorry. And Iowa Falls, Marshalltown, Iowa City. So it's a good little run for us heading up north. See how Hope works. Hope's our band. So
Hope works.
She just had her transmission done. And the heater's nice and hot, so hopefully she'll stay in good working order for us.
That hasn't always been the case.
when you guys get out there, do you guys get to do fun stuff, or is it pretty much all business? Go to the show and play, and
depends how much time we have to kill.
Yeah,
really.
Definitely.
I don't know. I would definitely try to find the best pizza place in town and that kind of stuff. That's my go-to.
Yeah, we usually have time for like that. Like, what we usually have time for is like a lunchtime thing. Right. You know what I mean? We can kind of go bum around like that. But yeah, a lot of people, they always think like, oh man, you're going out on the road, you're hitting the road, and all you're going to be gone, and oh man, I bet you guys have a blast. And it's, and we do, we have a blast, but there's times we don't have a blast, and you know, it's definitely not a vacation. Sure. You know what I mean? Like, it's definitely not that at all. So there's a lot of things that we drove past that I would love to take a road trip and be able to stop and see.
Yeah. You
know? So that being said, we're on a mission. Yeah. You know what I mean? We got to get that van going to wherever it's going, and it's going slow. So we gotta we gotta take that extra time. You know.
Yeah. It's I just thought of that. Blues Brothers. We're on a mission from God.
Yeah.
Got a pack of cigarettes. Full tank.
It's dark. I got my sunglasses on.
And what are you guys playing on New Year's, right? Is that the...
That's in Indiana.
Indiana, okay.
Yeah, I'd be at Re-Rop, the Irish pub there. It's right by a strip joint and a casino. It's like right in between both, so nice. It's Sin City all day long. Yeah.
Bringing in the New Year riot, buddy.
I went to, went on a road trip. My buddy Brandon's in the military and was stationed down in... North Carolina somewhere, and got a bunch of tattoo work done, and I think he did half a sleeve, and he wanted to go back to the he came home, but he wanted to go back to the same artist to finish the other half a sleeve, and so we took a road trip down there, and he drove all the way there pretty much, and I just kind of hung out, and we got down there, and we went around this town, and it was like literally all there was fast food and strip clubs in this town. And I made a joke, like there was a place called Wieners, and I was like, I don't know which one that is. I don't know. So it was maybe a little bit of both.
Who knows? Dogs and strippers.
Yeah, right. And it was a crazy town. It was for sure. I did find a record store though, so I hung around in there.
Yeah.
I had about like, I don't know, he got tattooed for like, I don't know, 8-10 hours.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Wow.
You got a lot of time to go do some stuff.
So I had to kill some time in this town. And
you can only hit so many strip clubs or liquor stores before you run out of things to do.
Yeah. So, and I found a good, can't remember the name of it, but I found a good little record store. I was checking out some stuff. And so
those boys hit the record store last night. We did a show with Stone Sugar at Redfish Bluefish. It's a cool little bar in St. Charles. Our first time playing there.
Yeah, that's my neck of the woods. I live out in St. Charles County, so.
Yeah.
Listen to one of them records this morning when I was getting ready.
Yeah.
Little Hank Jr., Montana Cafe. It's pretty good, I gotta say.
When you guys are, you know, in the van in Hope, cruising around, who gets to control the radio?
Most of the time it's Chris.
Most of the time it's DJ. It's DJ Big Thumbs over here, this guy.
Yeah, Big Thumbs.
Yeah, I got Spotify, so I put a big playlist on my phone a long time ago. There's probably 5,000 some songs on it now, just all different stuff, and we hit shuffle on that. So here lately, though, we've been listening to more like albums or partial albums of stuff, you know, more like... More kind of that thing than the shuffle most of the time, but yeah, I usually control it. These guys have their input though; they get to tell me what to play.
We get to request some songs.
Yeah, they get a few per hour.
Yeah,
they give them. You know,
I speaking of the Spotify playlist, I added you guys to my playlist. I have a Rock Paper Podcast playlist of all past guests of the show and things.
Yeah, cool.
Trying another way to. promote local music and stuff. So yeah,
appreciate it.
Yeah, so you guys
can I share that on Spotify? You know what I'm saying?
I think so. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm still new to Spotify.
I don't really get social media at all. Yeah. So,
but yeah, there's Rock Paper Podcast favorites you can find, and yeah, you can follow the playlist and stuff. And so anyway, yeah, check that out.
Cool.
So especially if you guys want to learn more about some
other artists, we're always trying to find some cool bands that we could pair up with. We'd like to do a monthly at the Oyster Bar. I'm sure you know. And
sure.
Every month we try to bring a different band if we can. We've done pretty well. We haven't repeated any bands, I don't think. No. We've been doing it for like a couple of years now. So
there's a few bands I'd like to repeat, but that's kind of the thing too. It's like we're kind of trying to always bring different bands in, but some bands that there's too good.
You guys jammed with Stone Sugar Shakedown. You mentioned Redfish, Bluefish one there, and they were just on the show. Had a real good time hanging with them.
They're great.
And we did like a four song acoustic jam in the living room at their house, nice. And it turned out real nice.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys are great.
Yeah. So
and gal.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We that episode turned out really, really nicely, and the new record they just put out too, Words, good stuff. So
yeah,
they check that out.
They were good last night for sure. Nick, their like keyboard guy, his organ stuff was killing me, dude.
Yeah, dude,
he had all this wah wah that's going on. I was like, I was digging.
Sure, you guys ever think about doing more stuff like that? Bringing in a feature player or doing any stuff, or keep it pretty much the four of you? Or
we really haven't discussed, or actually, I don't know if we even felt the need to invite anybody at this point. It's been really nice, like, grounding the four of us together and, like, connecting like we have this past year. I feel like if somebody was to come into this picture, it would be something that was meant to happen. Like, you know.
We wouldn't bring them in as much as they would come in somehow, probably, you know.
It's fun. Yeah, it's just fun, like, I mean, like, kind of saying the jamming and stuff. Like, I see a lot of these guys, obviously, tonight we'll probably see a bunch of it with all these bands on the stage. But, I was down here for a little while back and for this jam for Johnny they did. And Al Holiday, who's playing today, like, he sat in and played keys, like, with everybody. And it was a lot of fun to see these bands. I mean, you've seen them one way, and then you see Al jump in and play some keys on all their stuff. Mm-hmm. was a lot of fun.
That guy's super talented.
Yeah, definitely.
He can play anything.
Yeah.
I mean, we're always open to like jam with people and stuff like that, and have people come up, or you know, even play a set or something like that. But yeah, as far as like we're gonna add a member to the band or whatever like that, it's like we don't ever
definitely. Yeah.
That ain't like, really something we. I don't think about it too much.
Right.
It makes me a little uneasy to think about it too, because playability is a big part of stuff. You know, you gotta find a good player if you're gonna bring somebody in, or you do find a good player. You see somebody play and you're like, man, that dude is just awesome.
Yeah.
That's a big part of it, and that's a big part of what makes things click. But personality and workability and how they're gonna react to how we work and mm-hmm. our personality quirks is a bigger part of it. Like, that's bigger than the playability, because us playing together will make them play better in my head, in theory, you know, than they already were if we're all connecting right. But if the dude can wail and we're all not connecting, this is going to look like a band that don't connect and that dude's wailing. You know what I mean? Like, it ain't going to be the same thing. So
I totally get that. Like, you see a lot of these great groups that, you know, split up or are member changes because of personality conflicts and stuff. So it always happens with a lot of great groups. No matter how good the player is, it's still a lot of that personality.
Sometimes we're the better, sometimes we're the worse, you know. But it's a weird kind of, it's like a marriage in a way. Know what I mean? Without the sex for most bands, you know.
Totally. I'll tell you this though, every time we play and there's a drummer in the house, that drummer wants to be in the band.
Yeah.
Every single
time. Yeah, they always go, man, you guys ain't got a drummer? Like,
I would love to play drummer.
Yeah, I would love to play drummer. You guys ain't got a drummer?
All right.
Yeah. Which is, I don't know, that's what makes me uneasy, is the drummer situation. Nothing against drummers out there listening at all, you know, nothing against that at all. I love drums and I love bands with drums, but I could see where it would fit with this band, and especially in the future as a progression. If we keep progressing like we are, I could definitely see it then. But right now, and until we get to that point, I just don't see it. I don't.
Right.
The initial vision, though, when we all came together as a three-piece, Derek, Chris, and I, that we were a string band.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we wanted to do, was be a string band.
Sure.
But then again, like, influences that were influencing us at the beginning, like David Brothers and bands like those, mm-hmm. they progress, like you said, progression, yeah. You know?
They got drummers.
They got drummers, you know?
They got drummers, organ players, violin player,
right.
Backup choir, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, everything, yeah. But and that's cool. I like that. I like watching bands progress. It makes me miss parts of them. Like, I miss the Avett Brothers when there was like three of them.
Right.
I don't have that anymore. They don't have that energy and that raw. They're still raw, but they don't have that. They don't have what they had in that period, you know.
Yeah.
But they also didn't have then what they have now with this like beauty and elegance, and they didn't have that then, you know. Sure. So gotta grow up.
Yeah. Everything changes. Everything.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's like sometimes you like a certain thing, but it's like it's also the evolution of the band. I mean, you follow their career path and thing. I mean, you look at a guy like I always bring up the example because I think he's one of the guys that's done it like most drastically. Is a guy like John Mayer, who's like done a pop record, done a blues record, done a, you know, like country Americana
record.
Travels
with the jam band.
Yeah, now he's now he's with the Grateful Dead and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, so it's like, you know, it's just crazy how much range that guy's career is, and he still has a huge fan base. You know,
yeah,
so it's
for
like,
sure.
So it's I think it's good to have like that evolution where it's, you know, again, you don't want everything to sound the same every record. You want to have something new to bring to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You want to keep people. I mean, it's the entertainment business, you know.
Yeah.
So you want to keep them entertained and enthralled and curious to see like what's next.
Yeah.
You know, if they go to a Cluster Pluck show and it's the same Cluster Pluck show over and over and over, they're not going to keep coming.
Right.
You know?
Definitely. Sure. We're getting December 17th, Broadway Oyster Bar CD release party, 1,000 miles to go. Come pick up a copy. $10 will get you in. Old Salt Union, special guest. It's going to be a wild night.
It's going to be a pretty wild night, I got a feeling. It's going to be pretty crazy. It's
going to
be a fun wild night.
Yeah, Shane,
thanks
for
$10, or like I said, $10 get you in, 10 p.m. start.
Yeah.
Right?
They'll go to probably about 11:30, and then we'll hit stage around 11:45 or so, go to 2:30.
Yeah. Very cool. You guys want to drop in some tunes from the record? Give them a good one to play 1,000 miles
ago. Yeah, play 1,000 miles ago. And
I think we're going to try to play almost everything off the record, honestly.
I mean, for the show-wise, we can play some audio from it.
Totally.
You guys want to do that?
We can send you some files, too, of other stuff.
Yeah, we have the files.
Yeah, whatever you want to play, I'll throw it on here. But
okay.
give it a little taste of the record. And, again, come out and see it live and go home with a copy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I'll let you guys get up there. We got a full day of rock and roll.
Yeah,
soundcheck
today. Yeah. So thank you guys for hanging out.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, buddy. Good to be back on here.
Yeah, I'll see you guys soon. Thanks.
See you, buddy. The law
available, babe. Lord, I can't feel my feet. So come on, Mr. Moon, I'm in it pretty deep. And I know I won't look good in shacks or in chains. And I said my body was made to work here. Lay the tracks down out there. Shining light is red.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.